that particular day, I was actually working an extra shift. I got called out around 10 or so in the morning on a rollover accident at Bijou in I-25. And I cleared that, went to a high angle. That was at Garden of the Gods. And as I was driving down Highway 24, I looked up and the column was right in front of me. And so it was that morning, I want to say about 10:30 or so.
Late morning. Yeah. We're just getting calls from staff about possible fire. We, in preparation, started to activate our emergency operations center and so forth. But that was the day, I think, that morning that we were aware of that fire.
For me, as soon as I looked up and saw it, my gut sank because I knew we were in trouble. At that moment, I pulled over to the side of the road, hopped out, grabbed my binoculars from the back of the rig, started asking for resources to start coming my way. And when I looked up at Cedar Heights and looked up at the column, I could see fire above the top of the houses in Cedar Heights. And so my perception at that time was that the fire was already coming into Cedar Heights, and I'm like, all right, and called for a lot more resources. So
about the time that Randy talked about, he called me and said, hey, we need to evacuate Cedar Heights. And we had done a lot of preparation with Cedar Heights, so very prepared community. But when I got that call, I thought, boy, that's a very surreal event. We had planned this. We certainly had worked through this. But to get a call saying, and I think I asked him to repeat himself and said, are you sure? Well, are you sure that's what you want to do? And certainly that was the case. But I'll never forget that call.
Yeah, and on my end, as I'm actually saying those words to him, I'm thinking, you know, we're about to really mess with 1,000 people's lives in a heartbeat, but we need to do it.
I think one of the real realities in an early set event like this, when it just first couple of hours of any event, you have limited information on fire behavior, on what it's going to do, where it is. There has to be exceedingly good judgment on first responders, on policymakers, on those making calls, because you really have limited information.
For me, the next couple of days, I was in Cedar Heights all Saturday until the next day, Sunday. And then we had called back all of our staff, so everybody's working. And so the next day, they pulled me off the fire line, and I was one of the chiefs covering the city, because we still had a city to cover. You know, we still have 100 to 200 calls coming into the city, and we got to manage that. So in those first 3 days, I had 3.5 hours sleep. And so on Tuesday, which is the day that I came into Mountain Shadows, I actually, at 10 o'clock in the morning, is when I got sent home. So I got home, saw my wife, and talked to her for a couple hours, and then I finally went to bed. And I actually woke up at 4 o'clock when Mayor Bach was having the news conference and saying, you know, we need to get people out of Mountain Shadows. And when I saw the plume, I had to come back in again.
I was at the press conference with, at the time, Mayor Bach and others. That's another moment that many of us, including myself, will never forget. I think when we saw that rolling down the mountain and understood how fast the fire was moving, clearly wanted more time to evacuate, but had, you know, essentially had the time we did. And that was another event that many residents who were watching, many of us who were there, won't forget.
Those two sections for me, the first 3 days going home for that tour of the mountain, and the second three, that's one big blur. I mean, the first 3 days felt like 2 hours, because it was nonstop decision making, nonstop action, nonstop. You know, you just had to keep going.
There were days I didn't sleep at all. I mean, I would really work 24 hours, mm-hmm. and then I had a cot in a back closet that I'd crash out in for maybe an hour or two. I remember we had to log our hours that first week, and I think it was 140 something. My wife was pregnant at the time, and a baby was due mid-July. And I remember thinking I might miss the birth of my child, because I really didn't come home on the weekends, even weeks and weeks after that. And I think, thought, oh my goodness, I'll never forget this. My wife will never let me forget this. And luckily, I was able to make the birth in late July. But I think it was pretty close for me, being MIA.
What got lost was very bad, but what could have been lost was far more than that. And so a lot of good work by a lot of people. Just, you know, proud of our city and our citizens and our staff for just all the great work that they did.
I'm really proud to live in Colorado Springs and with citizens and the community that we have. I think resilience comes to mind, and just their quick work and tenacity and willingness to help. an event that none of us will forget and something that we feel changed us for the better in the end. Thank you.